This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Matthew, welcome to your own podcast called Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I am not Matthew, I'm Mike. I'm Dr. Mike Todorovich, joined by Dr. Matthew Barton.
Thanks for having me.
We're going through the letters of not just the alphabet, but also letters of the alphabet relevant to the index.
Index. It's not the glossary. We should have really chose the glossary because we'd be done by now.
Yeah. Well, the index of an anatomy physiology textbook. We are on the letter A, but we are close to the letter B. Today is anaphase. Okay, anaphase, wonderful term, a Greek term, Matt, for back or backwards. And it's one of the key stages of mitosis. Have you heard of mitosis?
Part of the cell cycle.
Very good. So it is definitely part of the cell cycle. Remember that when we think about, I don't want to focus on the cell cycle because we're not at the level.
That's in C's.
Yet, right? But the cell cycle is a range of events that undergoes the replication of genetic material, so chromosomes, in order to be able to divide and separate them off into two identical cells that we call daughter cells. So basically, when you have certain cells like skin cells that constantly are getting damaged and dying off and you need to make new copies of it, you want to take one and turn it into two,
yeah,
right? So that you've continually repopulating the genetic material and the cell itself.
Yeah.
The cycle, the cell cycle, comprises of four major steps or stages. You've got the gap one stage, known as G1, synthesis, known as S, gap two, known as G2, and mitosis, known as M. Now, anaphase sits in mitosis, mm-hmm, and constitutes like 1% of the total cell cycle time. Now, but when we have a look, if we look at anaphase, right? You have in mitosis prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase. Mm-hmm. You've already got the doubling up of the genetic material that has happened. So that's an important point to highlight by this point, right? At the onset of anaphase, the replicated chromosomes, which we now call sister chromatids, they're positioned along the equator of the cell. Mm-hmm. So right in the middle, like if you drew a line right in the middle of the cell, they're positioned in the prior phase called metaphase, right? So they're all lined up along there and they're ready to be separated out. Anaphase is that process of separating it out.
Okay.
All right. So each sister chromatid pair consists of identical copies of DNA linked at that central point called a centromere. So if we think about this, there's these intracellular structures called microtubules.
Yeah.
They attach to each chromosome.
Yeah.
And they extend all the way to the ends poles. Of the cells that we call the poles. That's right, like the north pole and south pole of the cell. So you've got these duplicated chromosomes along the equator.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these ropes or microtubules that are attached to the chromosomes going all the way from those chromosomes to the poles either side. And then we're ready in synchronization to be able to pull them apart to each side so that now because we doubled up the DNA, we now separate it out so that each cell contains one copy of the DNA or one copy of the chromosome pairs.
Mm.
And so that's anaphase, basically.
Okay.
You know, so you've got an early phase of anaphase and a late phase, but effectively it's just going from it being lined up in metaphase to being attached by the microtubules to then being pulled apart and separated.
And they get, it's not this phase, but essentially it'll get pulled to each respective pole.
Yep.
And then essentially the whole big one cell mass will start to pinch off and separate into two.
That's right.
So that's not right. An anaphase.
But that is not anaphase. Yep. That's all I've got about anaphase, Matt. Because
so you haven't got anything about what goes wrong?
In regards to anaphase, I'm sure that there are some conditions that go wrong with anaphase. they would be, in my mind, and I could be entirely wrong here, but I would say that they would be significantly detrimental to the life of the organism. So my thought would be that.
Do you think some of those conditions, you know, like say something like Downs, where you have segments of a chromosome stuck on another.
Yeah.
Could that be where the separation of the chromosomal system could be?
Yes.
They're not separated.
No, that's, absolutely true. When we think about meiosis, for example, this is when you have improper segregation during anaphase.
Mm.
So you've got the microtubules trying to bind to equal numbers of chromosomes that have been duplicated. And what it wants to do is it wants to pull one copy of chromosome one across. And so remember that the genetic material that you have, you've got two copies of each chromosome, one from mum, one from dad. So let's say we've got chromosome one there. We want to duplicate those chromosomes and pull them across. So we've got the identical chromosome 1 from mum and from dad. What can happen in a process is that you pull across not just two copies, but you pull three copies across. And now instead of having a pair, you've got a trisomy of chromosomes. And that's what happens in Down syndrome if you have a trisomy of chromosome 21. So that's true. You can also have uncontrolled division of the cell cycle generally, which would involve anaphase, and that can be cancers. Yep. You could have mitotic spindle defects. And so these are going to be problems with those microtubules, for example, and it doesn't allow for segregation to happen properly. So you get this genomic instability and defects that arise as well. So, yes, there are definitely diseases and disorders associated with anaphase.
Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.